Fred Film Radio is joining the Sydney Film Festival Australia.
This is Cristina Palmieri for Fred Film Radio from the Sydney Film Festival, and I'm here with Nashen Moodley, the festival director. Good afternoon, Nashen.
Good afternoon, Cristiana. Lovely to see you again.
Yes, absolutely. Likewise. It's like a tradition now.
Indeed.
Nashen, I can describe the Sydney Film Festival as a mature lady in her 60s. Isn't it?
Yes, but we'd like to say 64 years young.
Yes.
Because I think we're always trying to do new things. We're always trying to really engage with new audiences, try to bring in younger audiences, including very young children with some of our programming. We think it's a festival for everyone. So yes, it's one of the oldest film festivals in the world, but I'd like to think also, in a way, one of the youngest in its energy and vibrancy.
Yeah. Oh, but age is a set of... When we talk about age, it's not about years, it's about a mindset.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
So, the Sydney Film Festival has been growing very fast in the last few years. Attendance increases every year. I've been checking figures, and every year is better than the previous year, so this is a great success. And it's the most important film festival in the Southern Hemisphere, isn't it? In terms of numbers and importance and relevance.
Well, I think it's... That's hard to say. That's very nice to hear. I think it's an important film festival and has been for a long time. And we have had a period of incredible growth, and we wish to continue growing the festival, getting more and more people into our cinemas to see these wonderful films that we bring together from all over the world. I think it's become even more important now than ever before, because we're seeing that's what's being released in cinemas is actually becoming narrower.
Mm-hmm.
And I think film festivals, not just in Sydney and in Australia, but all over the world, have become more important in a way, because they're often the only way to see sort of these great films.
Absolutely. And I think this, what you've just described, is one of the key factors of the success of the Sydney Film Festival. The fact that your program is always very broad for any kind of audience, but also in terms of, it's not just features, documentaries, it's short films. And there are a lot of satellite events around the film festival. So it's not only a film festival, it's an event in itself.
Absolutely. We want cinema and the ideas around cinema and both the past and the present and the future of cinema to really dominate the city in these 12 days of the festival. We want cinema to be on everyone's minds. Sydney is the city that loves film. And I think this 12-day festival is a wonderful expression of the city's love for cinema.
Yeah, and it coincides with the other big events in the city, like Vivid, for instance, so it's a great combination.
Absolutely. I think winter in Sydney is a great time. It's a little cold, but not that cold, but really so much to see and do, from the film festival, of course, but also the Writers' Festival. There's Vivid with the lights, with the music, with the Vivid ideas. So it's a fantastic time to be in Sydney. There's just so much to do.
Yeah, and you can feel it. It's so vibrant. Everybody's excited.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's wonderful to have all these events in the winter and really give the city this amazing life during the winter.
So let's talk about this year's program. Nearly 300 films, nearly.
Yes, very nearly 300 films.
From how many countries and how many premieres and how many filmmakers guest? Give us some numbers and insight.
So we'll have in the end around 295 films.
Wow.
From around 61 or 62 countries. We expect about 150 filmmaker guests with us during the festival. And those are briefly the numbers. The large majority of films showing at the festival are Australian premieres. We have a number of world premieres, particularly of Australian films,
yeah.
A few international premieres as well. And we're really proud of this program. We're really very happy with what we've got. I think we've searched and brought together many of the best films from the last 12 months. And in towards the very end of our process, also added some of the biggest, newest films coming to us straight from the Cannes Film Festival. So it's a program that's gotten a very good reception from the press and from the public. And we're looking forward to what I hope will be a very great festival.
It will be, I'm sure about that. So some of the highlights.
Well, with close to 300 films, it's very difficult to choose just some highlights. Yeah. But I would say we're really very delighted to open the festival with the world premiere of Warwick Thornton's new film, We Don't Need a Map. I think he's a great filmmaker, Warwick, one of Australia's finest filmmakers. I remember when I was still working at the Durban Film Festival, I saw his first feature film, Samson and Delilah in Cannes, and immediately made arrangements to meet him, to invite the film, and to invite him to Durban. In the end, he didn't come to the festival, sadly, but his producer, Kath Shelper, did. And I think that's a great film. He's a career I've followed a lot and closely. So we're really happy to open the festival with We Don't Need a Map. To the closing film as well, I think I'm so excited about this film, Okja. It's an amazing film. It's very, very powerful. It's really stayed with me in many ways since I saw it just a few weeks ago. And Bong Joon-ho is a pretty amazing filmmaker. I think he's someone who works on a very grand scale and makes genre films with a real intelligence, with a real sense of social critique. And he's a filmmaker that I've admired for the longest, longest time. And I'm so excited that he's going to be here with us in Sydney to present the film. It's a film that really deserves to be seen on the big screen. And I think it's going to be a wonderful screening.
Yeah.
And in between those two, there are hundreds, literally hundreds and hundreds of films. And I'm really excited about many of the films in the competition. It's wonderful for us to have, straight from the Cannes competition, Michael Haneke's new film, Happy End, Sofia Coppola's film, The Beguiled. We have Fatah Akin's film playing in our special presentation section called In the Fade, and so many others.
Yeah, it's talking about the official competition, 12 films, you said. And what is did this year's jury? Who are they?
The jury, again, we have a wonderful jury of film professionals from Australia and outside Australia. We have, as the president of the jury, Margaret Pomerantz, the Australian critic, who's really a fantastic critic and has such a great love for cinema. We have the Australian producer, Rosemary Blight. From Korea, we have the film executive Kinny Kim. From Nepal, we have the filmmaker Deepak Rania, whose film White Sun is also playing at the festival. And finally, from Canada, we have the animation director Anne-Marie Fleming, whose film Window Horses is also playing at the festival.
So a very international jury panel.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think it's always a fascinating process to see, in the end, what will this jury choose?
Yeah.
I hope they're in for a wonderful experience. I hope that they love these 12 films as much as I do. And I'm sure they'll come up with a very good decision.
And talking about cinema, and I believe that people who are passionate about cinema can agree on this. This year's tagline to promote the festival is From Every Angle, which reminds of the inclusive power of the cinema, if you want. Like, from every angle means everybody can have a say, everybody can be included. What can cinema do to influence our society from this point of view, from this perspective of inclusiveness?
I think what you're able to do through a film festival is, by showing these films from 60 countries, you really give the audience access into different countries, different cultures, different communities. And I think what you find when you watch films from other cultures is that while you may think, oh, I'm so far away from a rural village in Zambia,
yeah,
for instance, when you watch a film set in that context, you realize that the concerns are the same.
Yeah.
That people want to find love, they want to have a supportive family, they want to have a good life, and they want to get ahead in life. And it's through these different cultures, I think, and these different experiences that are provided within the festival context, we get a sense of the things we have in common rather than the things that separate us as people in different countries of different beliefs and ideas. So I think that's what film festivals can do, in a way, easily for the audience. You easily get this window into the world, and I think that's very important.
Yeah, and I usually choose, at Sydney Film Festival, but in general, I usually choose films spoken in languages, which is really hard to find with the translation with subtitles in general release. And I am always very, I pay attention to comments from the audience at the end of the film, especially if it's a film from a very, you know, different culture, very distant culture in Sydney. And sometimes comments are really revealing, such as, oh, well, I wouldn't have thought about this and that. So you can actually see in practice that cinema can open minds and make people understand what's going on in a very far away, remote village in Zambia. And this is the power of cinema, I think.
Absolutely. I agree with you completely. And it's wonderful that you say you see it happening in practice.
Yes.
At that moment. And I think we need this more now than ever before, it seems. This understanding of other cultures, of finding commonality rather than difference.
Yeah. And cinema can unite people.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, I think so. I think film festivals all over the world are these sites of people coming together,
yeah,
from everywhere and united by this common language of cinema. And film festivals have always done that. They've always been these wonderful internationalist,
yeah,
coming together of people through film.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about different sections in the festival. Apart from the official competition, there are a number of different sections. So can you just give a run up through these?
Sure, there are many sections of the festival.
Yeah.
We have our special presentations, which look at big films, most of them having World Australian premieres here at the festival. A number of Australian films in that program, including Australia Day, the new film by Chris Stenders. We have a wonderful documentary called Blue by Karina Holden about the ocean and what's happening with the oceans. We have a documentary competition for Australian documentaries. We have a short film competition for Australian short films. We also have a number of retrospectives this year. We have a major retrospective on Akira Kurosawa.
Yeah.
We have a retrospective of feminist films from the 70s and 80s in Sydney. And we have a punk retrospective celebrating the 40th anniversary of,
yeah,
punk music, which is really, really fun. And there are many other sections. We have family films,
yes,
looking to attract families and very young people to the festival. And a range of other sections that we hope cover a very broad range of cinematic interests.
Yeah, but not only, because as we mentioned before, the Sydney Film Festival is now an event with a lot of satellites, a smaller event that the festival brings about, and we have the Festival Hub with its program. To this year, you launch virtual reality.
Yes, it's a virtual reality program that has been curated by the collaborative Bad Faith,
yeah,
and in this case curated by Leo Faber and Sean Gladwell.
Yeah.
And I think they've made a wonderful selection of VR films from around the world.
Yeah.
And I think it's very carefully curated, and they've put together these really fabulous experiences for people to go on. And we're really excited about it, and I hope the audience responds
in the same way. It looks really interesting.
I think with virtual reality, we when we first started doing virtual reality, and we did it last year, it was almost a sense of, okay, what's going to happen with virtual reality? Will it just be something that's a novelty for a little while, and by the time the festival comes around, no one will be interested in virtual reality?
Yeah.
Because there were already some virtual reality exhibitions in Sydney. But we found there was an amazing reaction to virtual reality. And what we're finding now is that very talented filmmakers are also working in the medium of virtual reality. And
yeah.
I think that's going to go on. And it's something we're very happy to have. And I think there'll be a great take-up from the audience.
And there is also a lot of food involved in Sydney Film Festival.
Yeah, well,
what is gourmet cinema?
Yes, you know, I think Sydney is a city that loves cinema, but it's also a city that loves
food.
there are wonderful restaurants in this city, and each year we do a gourmet cinema screening where you watch a film and then afterwards you eat a meal inspired by the film. This year is I wish I could go. I never managed to go to the meal afterwards, but it's a film called Barbecue.
It's quintessentially Aussie.
Yes. And it looks at barbecuing all over the world. And there's going to be a wonderful meal afterwards, reflecting that international world of barbecuing tastes adventures. So I think it'll be pretty great.
That's very good. One last thing about the program for the Festival Hub. Any highlights?
Yes, I think the virtual reality program
is really
the highlight for the Hub this year. I think it's a program that's going to be running through the festival, and people will have many opportunities. And also, it's something you can do because they're curated programs. It's something you can return to.
Yeah.
It needn't be just a one-time experience. You can visit all of the experiences that are on offer. We'll have a range of parties at the Hub, as usual. There'll be a party around punk music, because, of course, it's the 40th anniversary. We're doing a retrospective. We also pay tribute to the great Australian band, the Go-Betweens, at a party. And throughout the Hub, throughout the festival, the Hub will always be a great space to hang out, to meet with friends, to talk about cinema, have a drink, have a dance, listen to some great music, and enjoy the cinema outside the cinema.
Yeah, well, Sydney Film Festival, here we come.
Yes, I look forward to it very much.
And the film festival opens on the 7th of June and runs for 12 days until the 18th of June. So thank you very much for your time, Hashan.
Thank you, Christiane. I'd love to speak to you again.
Good luck with the 64th edition of the Sydney Film Festival. It will be another great success.
I hope to see you at many films.
Of course. I've bought, 15 tickets, I think. And I've been talking to Hashan Moodley, the festival director here at the Sydney Film Festival, and Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.